It's, I think that I was thinking about this week, that it's very interesting that the Yortzeit, the Leil Azkara, the Yom HaShanah of Rav Ovadia, always falls in, I think always in the week of Parashat Noach. Now, Rav Ovadia, Alav HaShalom, Rav Saban before, Sheikhye, Le'orichut Yamim V'Shanim, Shigea Otanu, There was one word that he said about Rav Ovadia out of the many beautiful words that he said was omitz. Remember the story with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that he said that Rav Ovadia had omitz. He had the courage. Rav Ovadia had, I'm going to take it in a different way than the aspect that he was speaking about, which is amazing. But the obvious courage that he had was to take on giants. Rav Ovadia took on giants. And you got to be a giant to take on giants. And what do I mean? He took on the Ben Ish Chai. He took on the Chida. My heart always tells me for years that he's a nitzotz of the Chida, Alav Shalom, whose also name is Yosef. Chaim Yosef. One of the, and in many topics. Now, Rav Ovadia, Alav Shalom, he wasn't one to just, you know, to put his, he didn't hold back. You had to really, really come with the goods in order for him to say, you know, and it's not like he never changed his mind. I want you to know, like he says many times in the Sfarim, Hadar hu lechol chasidav, that he, there are times where he changed. You'll see, if you learn Yabia Omer and Halichot Olam, you see from time to time there were psakim that later on in his life he said differently than when he said earlier. There are many examples. Rabbi Yitzchak Sheikhied, the Rav Arashi, he, you know, he likes to make lists a lot. He gives a lot of lists in his Sfarim, Yalkut Yosef. He has a list of all the places where Rav Ovadia changed. But usually it was Va'ani al Mishmarti E'emoda. Usually, to use his language, it was, I am staying right here. I am not giving in. It's an amazing thing. There are many topics where he argued with Gdole Olam, Me'ore Olam, and he, by the way, received a lot of fire in his youth for that. He didn't have an easy young adulthood. Because he was, you know, fiery, and he had omitz, and there were many people that didn't like it. You know, the echoes of the sound of the voice of the Ben Ish Chai was still in the minds of people when a young 18-year-old Rav Ovadia Yosef is standing there and giving a shiur and says the Ben Ish Chai says like this, but the halacha is not like that. Well, you say that to Bavlim, you say that to people who came from Baghdad, from Bavel, they threw you out. And by the way, they took his farim, they burnt it. He went through hard times. If it wasn't for his rabbanim, Rabbi Ezra Atiya, alav shalom, Rabbi Ephraim Cohen, alav shalom, these great people who had foresight, and they saw who this person is. He's not just some upstart, you know, person. It was something that Klal Yisrael needed, so they told him, lo tira ve lo techat, don't be scared. By the way, Rav Ovadia himself says over the story, his personal story, I'm sure you know it, how he got a sort of haskama min hashamayim from the Ben Ish Chai himself. Right? Yeah. So I don't have to say the story. You all know. It was one time he was... Yeah, sure. Very quickly, Rav Ovadia Yosef one time was, you know, came back home one day, I can imagine, after giving drashot to the masses. And he's thinking to himself, till when? Matay anuchi esei anuchi lebeti? When am I going to be able to sit and learn what I want? I have many sfarim I want to write. I go around. Rav Saban spoke about it before. Go around giving drashot. Till when? And he came home one time, you know, very down, thinking, maybe I should give over to someone else to continue. The other people that could do the job to go and say maselach and midrashim to this shul and to that shul. And I will sit and learn. He's in his thoughts, he's wrapped in his machshavot, and he fell asleep, he dozed off, and I heard this from him, his voice. Not, I didn't hear it live, I heard it on a recording. I heard him saying, "Vehine, a knock on the door, who opens the door? The Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai, Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim, alav ha-shalom zechuto tagen aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael, comes into the door, and upanav mele'im ora," he said. He said his face was shining, like the sun. And he came in, and he sat by the table. He sat down. I had sfarim, he says, I had sfarim on the table. Ulay Yabia Omer, that's how Rav Avadia says it. Maybe it was Yabia Omer. Patach basfarim, he opened up the sfarim. He's looking. Tov, tov, tov. He said, good, good, very good. Tamshich, tamshich. But then he told him, Echoz baze vegam mize al tanach yadecha. He says, I want you to continue to be marbitz Torah. I want you to continue to disseminate Torah to the people, to go out and to speak with the multitudes, not just with the advanced learners, but with everyone, to learn and to teach them Torah, because of you they're going to change, because of you they're going to be inspired. Yes, don't worry about your learning. Do both. You'll have time for both. And that was the dream that he had from the Ben Ish Chai. He records this in his Akdama to Tarat HaBayit. He writes, right? To Tarat Chelek Bet and Tarat HaBayit, he writes this story. I also heard him say it over. Why am I saying this? There were certain topics which he argued with, let's say, for example, the Ben Ish Chai, that he just drilled in. There were certain topics he constantly repeated again and again, that the halacha is not like the Ben Ish Chai in this, we have to change the minhag. There were certain topics like that. One of those topics is one of those topics is hadlakat nerot. Do you say the bracha before or do you say it after? Why am I talking about this right now? Because this week I was sitting and learning Ben Ish Chai, and the topic came up, the halacha in Parashat Noach, I think it's halacha Yud or Tet, where the Ben Ish Chai writes about the minhag, that the women first, they light the candles, they cover their eyes, while closing their eyes, it's a big sod, the Ben Ish Chai says, to close their eyes. Just that in itself. Not dafka the bracha after or not, but the sod of atzimat enayim v'sha'at adlakat nerot, Ben Ish Chai says, sod atzum hu, he says, and while they're closing their eyes, they say the bracha, after the bracha they open, they gaze at the shine, at the brightness of the lights, and that's how they should do adlakat nerot. This is a minhag of many women, especially in the past. This is the minhag Ashkenaz. This is the minhag of the Ashkenazim that comes from the Rama, alav ha-shalom. The Rama brings this minhag from the Mahari Vail. The Mahari Vail writes, one of the Rishonim of the Ashkenazim, he writes, minhag k'tzat nashim, the minhag of some women is to do so, to first light and then say the bracha afterwards. And the reason for this minhag is because if they say the bracha before, they're mekabel Shabbat. So how are they going to light the candles? Therefore, first they light, and then they say the bracha. And the Rama goes with that. That became the minhag, I think the widespread, not 100%, you should know, but almost widespread minhag of Ashkenazim, to first light and then say the bracha. There are some gedole sfarad min ha'acharonim, great names that I'm going to tell you right now, that they say that should be the minhag. First one, the chida alav ha'shalom, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, in his sefer, not Birkei Yosef. In Birkei Yosef, it sounds like he's saying the other way, but it's clear that he's not. He's only quoting, he's not saying his own opinion. His own opinion in Machazik Bracha, in his sefer Machazik Bracha, he says that on Shabbat, first they should light, then they say the Bracha, on Yom Tov, it should be the other way around. Over la'asiyata. Who else? The Chesed La'alafim, Rabbi Eliezer Papo, the Pele Yoetz. The Chesed La'alafim says, light, and then say the Bracha. And then the Ben Ish Chai, Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim, without bringing any other opinions. It's not like he never brings other opinions. Without bringing anybody else, he says, this is how you do it. And those who go with the Ben Ish Chai, that's how they did it. Rabbi Ben Tzion Abba Shaul in Ole Tzion, he sticks up for the Ben Ish Chai. He says that if you don't have a minhag, you should do it like what Rav Ovadia says, first bracha, aval if you have the minhag, don't be mevatel. That was the point of argument between Rabbi Ben Tzion and Rabbi Ovadia, because Rav Ovadia not only said that the halacha is you should first say the bracha and then light the candles, he went further. He said, you have to be mevatel the minhag. Ve'kol isha she'nahaga acheret tzricha leshanot et haminhag. That's what he said. And he said it again and again. You know, Rav Saban mentioned something tonight. He said it quickly. You heard what he said. That till Chelek Dalet, Rav Ovadia would sit down with Rabbi Ben Sion every tshuva, and he would go over. And apparently Rabbi Ben Sion had a certain effect, an influence on those tshuvot. He says, Alashon me'udenet. Till the fourth, Chelek, you see the Lashon, I'm going to show you a piece soon. And in a minute, I'm going to read with you a piece where you'll see an example to that. Mamash b'chaim, you'll see it. But afterwards, Rav Ovadia was very takif. He was strong. When he said something, he said it all the way. Tzach l'shanot. Rabbi Ben Sion says, you don't have to be mishane. All right. Rav Ovadia, on this topic, there's not one sefer that he wrote where you will not find this tshuva. I'm holding here Halichot Olam. I had in mind to go through the whole, but we'll see. Halichot Olam. Maybe it's 7-8 pages. Chazon Ovadia, Chelek Aleph. 7-8 pages. Yechavedat Chelek Bet. Siman Tet Zayin. I just saw it today. Whole tshuva. On this inyan. Livyat Chen. Anilchot Shabbat. Again. He shoots it again. And in Yabia Omer. Yabia Omer. Chelek Bet. Siman, slicha, in Yechavedat, it's Chelek Bet Siman Lamed Gimel. In Yabia Omer, Chelek Bet Siman Tet Zayin. In Chelek Tet, Siman Kav Dalet. And in Chelek Yud, Siman Kaf Aleph. Again, and again, and again. Ma kore po? And here we are, the week of his Yortzeit. That's the halacha that the Ben Ish Chai put in his halachot. And this is one of the very big points. This week, in Parashat Noach. That's why I'm saying this. Wow. Yeah, that's why I'm talking about this, because I was learning the Parashat Noach Ben Ish Chai. Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim writes his opinion on the matter. And this is one of the super points of argument, not stam, between him. Why do I say super? Because it doesn't even stop with Rav Ovadia. His son, Rabbi Yitzchak, sheyichyeh, sheyibadel lechayim tovim. I mean, I think he wrote about this topic more than his father. Because, you know, as Rav Saban mentioned before, many avrechim, they write sfarim, and sometimes the avrechim write, they like to write to prove against, you know, to show halacha is not like that. And there are many, there is a school like that. And Rabbi Yitzchak, I think he took it upon himself in life, the kibud avaim. You know, each one of the sons of Rav Ovadia excels in great. The Midrash tells us that Rav, the great Rav, the first generation Amora, Rav Ushmuel, the great Rav. We wouldn't have a Gemara if it wasn't for Rav. Rav had 10 children. And each one, there's a Midrash that tells us, each one took a certain ma'ala from his father. So imagine, the father was all those 10 put together. Can you imagine that? Rav Ovadia, all his children, they all have something from the father, which the father has all of them, all of those things. Rabbi Yaakov Alav Shalom, the Zikaron, Rabbi David, Acharifut, Rabbi Yitzchak, Atmada Ve'Abekiyut. Each one has this thing. The other ones, the Koach HaDrasha Ve'Amelitza. Rabbi Yitzchak, his kavod to his father, it doesn't matter. He will always stick up for his father, and he writes, and he writes, and he writes, and he gets lost. He gets lost in his writing. You know how much he writes about this tshuva? So you will. There's no end. Wow, it's unbelievable. So now I want to share with you. I had in mind to go through a little. You know what? Very quickly, just a synopsis of the tshuva of Rav Ovadia. Just a sikkum. First of all, one of the fundamental machlokot among the Rishonim is the opinion of the Bahag versus most of the Rishonim. Bahag, mentioned by Maran HaShulchan Aruch, Siman Resh Samech Gimel, the Bahag holds that the Kabbalat Shabbat is Tluya BeAdlakat Nerot. That when the woman lights the candles, she's Mekabel Shabbat at that moment, at that time. Now there is a difference of opinions in the Shita of the Bahag. Is it with the Bracha that they're Mekabel the Shabbat? Or is it with the Adlakat Nerot? So the Mahari Vail and the Rama who brought the Minhag to first light and then say the Bracha, that's because they held that with the Bracha, you're Mekabel the Shabbat. Tem Shomim? With the Bracha, you're Mekabel the Shabbat. So if you're Mekabel the Shabbat with the Bracha, how are you going to light the candles? So therefore you have to light first and then say the Bracha. But many Shitot in the Bahag, they hold the Bahag never meant that. The Bahag himself, upon whom this Minhag is built on, it could very well be that he held no. The Kabbalat Shabbat is with the act of lighting the candle. So what's the problem? So even according to the Bahag, you can first say the Bracha, and then you light the candles. Not a problem. In fact, many Ashkenazi poskim say that. Aruch HaShulchan, others, they say it's not a problem. Many Ashkenazi Gdole Olam grappled, and they had a hard time to be Miyashev this Minhag. In fact, Rav Ovadia brings down in his Sefer one of the great luminaries of the last generation of the Ashkenazim, the Even HaEzel, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, the Rebbe of Rav Shach, and others. He, in his house, he told his wife to say first the Bracha and then that. By the Ashkenazim, that's a big deal. See, by us, we go like Rav Ovadia, okay. Aval, it's a big deal by the Ashkenazim. And Rav Ovadia, of course, brings that down. He says, Edut Emet, Hu Gadli. Says, I hear a good testimony about Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer. However, most Rishonim argue with the Bahag Rabotai. Most Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritba, the Ramban, the Ran, they all argue with the Bahag and more. They say, no, Kabbalat Shabbat is not with that Lakat Nerot. Kabbalat Shabbat is when the husband in Shul says, Boikala by Lechadodi, and then Maran HaShulchan Aruch adds, Uledidan Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. When the community accepts Shabbat at that point, that's when Shabbat is accepted, even for the women, not by Hadlakat Nerot. Even for her to make a tnai, Amna Mikabel Shabbat with Hadlakat Nerot, Ze Al Tzad HaYoter Tov. It's only to be on the safe side, but she doesn't really have to make a tnai. According to most of the Rishonim, and there's proof to that, that the Kabbalat Shabbat is with the Tefillah, not with the with the Adlakat Nerot. And therefore, Bichlal, it's a non-issue. To say the Bracha after the Adlakah, Bishvil Ma, Lama. Now, the issue Bidafka to say before is a big issue. We all know the statement, Kol HaMitzvot Kulam Mevarech Alehem Over La'asiyatan. This is in more than one or two places in Shas, the din of Over La'asiyatan. Maza Over La'asiyatan? You have to say the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Chutz min ha-tevila. The Gemara says, except the tevila of the ger, where practically he cannot say the bracha before, because how could a goy say Asher Kiddushanu be-mitzvotah ve-tzivanu? So, hecha de-lo efshar, because he can't, he says the bracha after. One of the proofs of Rav Ovadia and Yabi Omer is, if the halacha would be that you have to light and then say the bracha, how can we say chutz me'adlakat nerot Shabbat? And he goes into it. It's a valid question. It's a very good question. So over la'asiyatan. Now the thing with over la'asiyatan is that according to the Rambam and other Rishonim, if you did not say the bracha before, you're not allowed to say the bracha after. If you say it, it's a bracha levatala. Oh, now that, so this is a serious issue now. See, according to the Rambam, if you say the bracha after, it's a bracha levatala. Now, Rama leshitato. The Rama, who says that you say do adlaka and then the bracha, he's leshitato, the Rama famously holds, b'ilchot shchita, b'ilchot netilat yadayim, he holds that you can say the bracha after the mitzvah. You ever saw, remember in school when you were in first grade? Everybody wash, go to wash. Okay, go to wash. Everybody comes to the table. Okay, Baruch, Asher Kishon, Netilat Yadayim. It's a Netilat Yadayim. I did Netilat 2 minutes ago. Doing Netilat Yadayim now. Ashkenazim bediavad etzlam. Ze lo lechatchila. Of course, we all know, even by Ashkenazim lechatchila, you say the bracha not before the pouring of the water, but before the drying of the hands, because that's still considered over la'asiyatan. But afterwards, if let's say a person forgot to say the bracha and he already dried his hands, if he's a Sfaradi, he's not allowed to say the bracha. According to the Ashkenazim, those who go by the Rama, and that's of course most of them, they are allowed to say the bracha. Aval shitat Rambam, it's a bracha levatala. So anachnu nikanes achshav, says Rav Ovadia, we're going to go into a safek of a bracha levatala because of some kind of, maybe you received the Shabbat by Adlakat Nerot, which is bichlal shitat yachid, which is the Bahag, which to begin with, the Bahag could very well mean, he didn't mean the bracha, he meant Adlaka. And anyway, most Rishonim do not hold like the Bahag. So how could you? So therefore, that's what caused the whole, you know, there's a beautiful Shagat Aryeh. I'll just add this, and if allow me to study with you a piece in Yabia Omer. I just want to demonstrate something. It will be very quick, but I'll just share with you a nice little Shagat Aryeh. Shagat Aryeh, one of the great Ashkenazic Gedolei Achronim. Shagat Aryeh, oh, he lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s. Shagat Aryeh, he has a whole tshuva where he is posek like the Rama, that if you didn't say the bracha before, you could say the bracha after. Deloke Rambam. And he brings proof from what? From the lashon, from the wording of this ma'amar. What's the ma'amar? By the way, it's a statement of Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Kol ha-mitzvot kulam mevarech aleihem over la'asiyatan." You should say the bracha over la'asiyatan. So now the question is like this: over la'asiyatan. Ma ze over la'asiyatan? So the literal translation is passing over, passing into the act. But the Gemara finds it necessary to prove my. What? Where is my kra de over lishna de akdumehu? Where is there a pasuk that proves to me that when you say over, it means before? So the Gemara brings from the pasuk in the Navi, vayavor et akushi. Okay? He passed the kushi. That means he got there before him. So you see, over is lashon before. Over la'asiyatan means to say it before. So the Shagat Aryeh asks a question. He says, Shmuel, lama lecha? Why do you have to say over, get all fancy, and then you have to prove that over means before? Just say kodem. Just say, kol ha-mitzvot nevarech aleihem kodem la'asiyatam. Lama lagid over, and then the Gemara has to prove that over means kodem? Say kodem, make it easy for us. Says the Shagat Aryeh, a nice, as they say in Yiddish, a chap. It's called a chap. You ever heard that? Says the Shagat Aryeh, you know why he said over? If he would say, v'ze be'emet gishmak, if he would say kodem, so then we would see, you're only able to say the bracha kodem. He said the lashon over to keep the options open. Over could also mean after. Like it says in Megillat Esther, right? Ve'lo ya'avru, that they will not pass. Hazmanim ha'ele ve'lo ya'avru, which from there we learned that the days after, the Purim days could go after also. Ve'lo ya'avru, after. So that's why it said over, says the Shagat Aryeh, to give the options open, that if you didn't say it before, you could say it after. Like the Rama, not like the Rambam. Rav Ovadia brings this Shagat Aryeh, of course, in his tshuva, in many places. And he says, I'm sorry, with all due respect to the Shagat Aryeh, but he didn't see the Shelot u'Tshuvot, Tashbetz, Ritva, and Ramban. And he goes on. These Rishonim, they already knew about this question. Why did Shmuel say the word over? And they gave a different answer. The Ritva, the Tashbetz, another Rishonim, he said, you know why he said over? If he would say Kodem, there's no limit. I would think, even let's say 30 seconds before. Let's say, for example, putting on tefillin. Ken, when do you say the bracha? As it's already on you, but before you tie it, you say the bracha then. Why do you say the bracha then? Maybe you could say the bracha before you know, when you take it out of the bag, before you put it on. Why? He says, if you would say kodem la'asiyatam, that would be okay. Because when I'm saying it a minute before, it's also kodem. Over means right before. Over means over la'asiyatan. It has to be in passing, into the act. You cannot say the bracha on the tefillin right when you take it out of the bag. It has to be right the moment before you tie it, before you do the mitzvah. That's when you say it. That's why he said over. Not in order to teach that you could say it after. Umimela zelo kushya. That's just an example of something in this tshuva. I will tell you the point I wanted to mention, and with this we'll conclude. Okay, thank you so much for being patient and listening. I hope it's worth your time. Ken?
No, I said of course.
Oh. So listen to this. I was thinking to myself for years, you know, when you have a topic that you really feel a conviction over it, that you're right, and I don't care, Ben Yishchai, you know, everyone else, I'm saying it, Azayim Tokif, it's going to be with Kifut. By the way, I want to say a nice Gematoya. After this, I want to tell you, end off with a nice Gematoya. Listen to the Lashon of how he argues. Here is the Tshuva. I know. I got. No, Tetzayin. In Tetzayin. Listen to this. Listen to what Rav Ovadia, how he spoke. here it is. Listen to the Lashon of Rav Ovadia. It's in Ot Tetvav. Tetvav. Tetzayin Tetvav. He says, Omnam, after he proves his point, Ra'iti le'arav ma'aser okeach. The ma'aser okeach, a Sephardic posek, went after the Ramah. Vechen pasak bechesed la'alafim. The Machazik Bracha, Vechen Pasak, Hagaon Morenu Arav, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Beben Ishchai. Vechen Nahagu Rabbim Vechen Shlemim, Achare Hora Atobik Dusha. He says, and so too the Ben Ishchai was Posek to say, to first light and then say the Bracha. Vechen Nahagu Rabbim Vechen Shlemim. That's, by the way, a very nice way of saying many very good people, shlemim, perfect people, tzaddikim, go after the psak of Rav Ovadia, and he went out of his way to say, achar, of the Ben Yishchai, after the psak of Ben Yishchai, he went out of his way to say, achar hora ato bikdusha, after his holy psak. He didn't have to write that. He could have just said, and many went after the psak of Ben Yishchai. Rabbim vechen shlemim halchu achare hora'ato bikdusha. Does that sound like someone who has like a, you know, an agenda who wants to just go against? No. But watch what he says. Ve'ayiti metzer al ze. Ay, ay, ay. He said, and I had a lot of tzav. I was very much disoriented. I was saddened by this. Va'eshtomem kesha'achada. And I was just, I'm befuddled. He'ach nitchechas v'shalom divrei Maran HaKadosh. How can we push away the words of Maran HaShulchan Aruch, who he spends a long time proving, hold, you should first say the bracha, and then do the adlaka. Me'ahalacha, bimkom chshash brachot levatala, mibili shum tam nachon. He had tzar. You see, we have tzar, or at least I'll speak for myself. You know, when I didn't get my eggs exactly the way I like it, so hayiti metzer al ze. Right? Hayiti metzer al ze. Who knows? Who knows if he doesn't mean for a few years? Who knows? At shezachiti lirot, until I was zoche to see some acharonim, one of them, the Rebbe of the Ben Yishchai, Rabbi Eliyahu Mani, or contemporary, Rebbe Chaver of the Ben Yishchai, who held that first you should say the bracha, and he saw Rabbi Yitzchak Palaji, the son of Rabbi Chaim Palaji, who said you should say before, Batar Kavana, v'hayali lemeshiv nefesh, and it caused me a lot of nachat. It calmed me down, which means if it were not for this, he wouldn't have done it. It's very clear to me. And by the way, After hearing Rav Saban tonight, I'm even more convinced. Because you remember what he said. He said something very fundamental. Yeah. That there's nothing that Rav Ovadia did not say, said on his own. Everything he said, which he could have said on his own, it's only if it was also a Vechen Katav. If not, I'm not saying it. Remember, he avoided a certain question. Unreal. Unbelievable. I have no doubt. But I thought of this even before I came tonight. I have no doubt. Were it not for this, he probably would not have gone all out in this inyan. This one of his 10, you know, big topics that in his drashot all the time, you know, he would drive. And again, and look, by the way, the zechut of Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, alav shalom, you know, the Gemara says in Masechet Brachot, kol mi shedevarav nishmaim, that's because he's a yere shamayim. Divrei chachamim benachat nishmaim. The words of chachamim are heard. They're listened to. If Am Yisrael listens to you, that says a lot about you. Oh, yes. If Am Yisrael listens to you, it says a lot about you. And Am Yisrael as a whole, I'm talking now about the Sfaradim as a whole. Of course, you have different minhagim here and there. Oh, no. But it's a very big difference from 60 years ago. 60 years ago, it was unheard of that a Sephardic lady should light after saying the bracha. That was unheard of. I remember telling my grandmother. I remember telling my grandmother what Rav Ovadia Yosef. She said, "What do you mean? But that's how we did it. What do you mean?" You know. And I'm sure you heard that. And today it's the opposite. I think today, in most cases, it's the opposite. Who did that? Who turned everything like this? Who took the table and who had that power? That was amazing. So I want to end with a gematria that I thought of today, Rabotai. I didn't see this in any sefer. I didn't bring my paper with me. I hope I remember it. There is a statement in the Gemara Shabbat. Hazahir bener havyan le banim talmidei chachamim. Hi, Rabotai. Hazahir bener havyan le banim talmidei chachamim. Which means one who is careful to do the mitzvah of adlakat nerot, nerot Shabbat and nerot Chanukah. The Gemara means both. He's zochet to have banim talmidei chachamim. If you take the word hazahir, it's begematria bracha. Hazahir bener. Bracha before the ner. Bracha, say the bracha before lighting. So I was sitting there, I was all proud of myself, you know. Wow, this is a nice gematria. But I felt bad a little bit, you know. Ben Ish Chai, Ben Yosef Chaim. Havyan le banim begematria bracha. Ima kolel. Havyan le banim begematria bracha. Who argues? Talmidei chachamim. Talmidei chachamim, let them argue. If it's a zahir bener, or if the bracha is before the ner, or the bracha is after. I have more, by the way, but I'm not going to make you crazy. If you take the names of Rabbi Ovadia Yosef and Rabbi Yosef Chaim, it comes out with Nerot Shabbat. Don't ask. The whole thing. Whole salat. But remember this. Hazahir bener havyan lebanim. Who argued about that? Talmidei Chachamim. Great Talmidei Chachamim. And Rabbi Ovadia was zoche to banim Talmidei Chachamim. Look, his son, who is zochet to such a thing? Who remembers that day in the year, in Tavshin Ein Dalet, in was before Sukkot? I remember when the nachat on the face of Rav Ovadia, less than a month before he passed away, when he gave the bracha to his son, Rabbi Yitzchak, to become, you know, the Rav Rashi. You know, it's like, it's a story that you, even we won't mention their names, they won't even think about it. Such a story, right? Even they won't think of such stories. Zelo basratim, chas v'shalom. Afilu lo. It's unbelievable. The life of Torah, the life of harbatzat Torah, the life of hafatzat ora, of spreading the light of Torah of the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leshem shamayim, be'anava kedosha, with humbleness, with avat Yisrael, with love for every Jew. We saw with our own eyes the sachar. You see the reward. Do you need any more than that? May his zechut, the zechut of that neshama Torah, that great exalted neshama, stand for us. The reason why we get excited is because we were in his time. We were in his generation. So there's a kesher there. So we have more of a affiliation, you know, more of a feeling of being close with that tzaddik. You know, all the tzaddikim should stand for us of all the dorot. But when we're talking about a luminary that was in our time, that's somebody that we connected to, that we connected to. Our neshamot, it's nafsho keshura benafsho, the nefesh of the tzaddik should be mekasher, our nefashot all together, and bring upon us brachot, yeshuot, refuot, besorot tovot, and all the good things that each one is praying for, and all the needs that each one needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer our tefilot, lismachot, bibriut, l'arichut yamim v'shanim, batovu v'animin. Amen v'amen.
Amen. Chazak baruch, Torat Hashem temima, Torat Hashem temima.